TMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Okay, back to music on the Bobby D. Show. On Sunday Radio, the mighty TMA. Set to go, James Brown, the famous flame, from our survey of the best these foolish things. All on...
WTMA Tiger Radio.
Sally, go round the roses. The J-Nets on the mighty TMA with a solid gold all-time favorite. 5.5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, WTMA happy time, 70 degrees in the port city at street level.
In Tiger Town, it's 9 p.m.
When TMA news ends, TMA music begins.
WTMA.
Tiger Radio.
All right, a few memories from WTMA in the 60s, just a few seconds of what the radio station sounded like back in the 1960s. I'm John Quincy, and for Richard Todd, the Morning Buzz taking a couple of days off, and in honor of WTMA's 65th anniversary, we are talking about what happened in the past, especially those glory top 40 years that started around 1960. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to have some jocks from the 1970s and 1980s. So please stay with us. If you've got a WTMA memory you'd like to share, feel free to give us a call at 556-1250 or 1-800-737-1250. We would love to hear from you this morning. Also, I'd like to plug our website, WTMAmemories.com. Thanks to folks like Jim Diamond and Terry Allen. We've got some great audio and pictures on the website of WTMA in the 60s, 70s, even some stuff back as far back as the 40s, and more coming in all the time. So feel free to check that out, WTMAmemories.com. Well, you know, you can't talk about WTMA in the 60s without Big Boob, Uncle Boob, Boob Nash, Bobby Nash, or Bob Nash. Either way you had it, when he went over to WCSC Radio after leaving WTMA, they made him call himself Bob Nash. But for people that grew up in Charleston, they'll always remember Booby Nash. Booby got a chance to sit in with another former WTMA morning guy, Dan Moon, back in 1991. And had an interesting conversation, and it was so good, I thought you guys would like to hear it again. Here's Dan Moon with a little bit of a cold in his throat, and the one and only Booby Nash.
My guest this morning to spend a few minutes reminiscing about the mighty TMA in the heyday is... Booby Nash. Bob, welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Dan. I was just sitting here, and we've known each other for years, and I was looking at you. I hadn't seen you in a while, and I noticed the gray hair, the puffy eyes, the sagging jaw, the triple chin. You haven't changed a bit, you know?
Not a bit, ever.
You look the same.
Hey, if you want a little dig now, I remember the first time, as a guy that came up to me one time, he said, do you know that Booby Nash? I said, yeah, I know, Bob. I'd sure like to meet him, he said. I said, well, I think they're doing a thing down so-and-so, a remote type. You know, you did remotes in those days. Anyway, the guy came, I saw the guy a couple of weeks later, and I said, did you get a chance to meet Booby Nash? And he said, yeah, you know, that guy doesn't look anything at all like he sounds on the radio. I said, what do you mean? He said, he's a short, sawed-off little thing. You know?
Yeah, everybody thought I was big. You know, something I've got to straighten out, just the other day, as a matter of fact, someone was talking about the OTMA days, and I happened to say that, well, I'm going to be on the talk show. And they said, well, we remember you when you did the patio. And a lot of people think I was the one who did the patio. I came in 1966, and that was just as the patio was ending. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan Moon was the one who did the patio.
That's right.
And I don't know why they think it was me, because I did everything. You know, they buried me, they put me up on flagpoles and everything. But I did not do the patio. And this is a great opportunity to straighten that out, because the guy who did the patio for those years was you.
That's right. Yeah. God, you're going way back here.
Yeah.
Long. You say you got buried one time. Was it by any chance at a drive-in theater?
Yeah.
You know, I was telling that story one time, and maybe you a little different version of it yourself here. Was it by any chance the old Port Drive-In Theater?
I believe it was one of them, because we buried another guy, too. And if I'm not mistaken, it was John Burwell, because they asked to bury me again. And I said, no.
Explain to the folks of burying now. This was a Halloween-type deal they had out there?
Yeah, you just go under, and they got a little air conditioner underneath, a little fan, and the thing. The thing that I liked better than that was the water tank. John Trenton was managing the station at the time, and he came up with this idea that we should go down and broadcast 3 hours underwater. And the only guy that could get to do stuff like that was me. I was too dumb to realize he don't do. So at the Pine Haven Shopping Center, in a tank, underwater, for 3 hours, we broadcast.
Boy, wow. Boy, boy. I've got a good friend of mine on the phone, and I know a gentleman that you know very well, too, that I'm sure will have a few words to say to you. J. Douglas Donahue with the News and Courier.
Oh, my. Speaking of old.
Doug.
Hey,
good...
watch it, boy. Listen, I want to get one thing out in the open this morning because, as you have, I've known Bob for a long, long time. I want you to tell, or I want him to tell people, how he got the name Booby.
I'm glad you asked that. I was right on the verge of it, because back in those days, and Doug, you'll remember this, and you probably cringed too, when this guy, Bob Nash, who started calling himself Uncle Booby Nash, came on the air, that was a word that you just didn't hear on the radio very often.
It was associated with sweaters.
Yes.
Well, when people used to ask me, how did you get the name Big Boob, the first thing I would do is start taking my buttons apart, you know, as if to show them something, and they'd go, oh, my. But I wish I had a clever story to tell you, but it happened in Albany, New York, and it was what people were calling one another. You know, you say, hey, Jack, or hey, Bubba, you know, and people in those days up in Albany, New York were saying, hey, Booby this, hey, Booby that. They were calling one another that. And somewhere along the line, they just started calling me Boo. And then because I was short, they started calling me Big Boob. And then from there, it just got Booby, and it just stuck. You know, somebody called me one day and said, you're like a big boob. And I said, I like that. So we kept it, and that was back in 1960.
Well, it's taken all these years now, and Charleston radio audiences have wondered for, what, 20 years? How about that? And now it's all out in the open.
Oh, I'm sure they've been sweating through those years, just wondering how that, you know, where that came from.
Got some folks on the line with us. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Dan. This is George. How you doing this morning?
George, we're fine.
How you doing, Booby?
Well, I'm doing fine, George, I guess.
I have a question for you.
All right.
What's your booby cup worth?
It all depends which year. We got about four booby cups, different ones, and I just gave one to the music director over at James Island High School, and it surprises me how they cherish these things, but I have the whole set at home. I don't know how much they're worth.
I have three out of the four.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what do you do with them, George?
Just like the TMA cup.
Yeah, we call them the booby cup, and that, of course, that raised. That was about as daring as we were in those days.
Well, I just wanted to say hi and say happy birthday to TMA, and let you get on to another caller and find out what that cup was worth.
George, God bless you.
Have a nice day.
Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cheryl Woods. I just want to say, hearing Booby Nash on the radio brings back tons of memories.
Ooh.
And but when I hear my 12-year-old now calling 95SX and listening to the radio, and now I hear Booby Nash, it just kind of brings it all back to me. And I just want to say how good it is to hear him this morning.
I was going
to
say, it brings back good or brings back bad?
Oh, no, good memories. And memories of my father telling me to cut the radio down and to get off the telephone and quit calling the radio station. And
can't imagine a dad doing that.
Did you know, all sorts of good memories.
You know, speaking of that, you talked about ratings and dads saying turn off the radio and that. And let me tell you about the ratings. And Cheryl, I don't know what years you listened to, but I originally did the nighttime show here when I came. We did a night. And here was the rating that we got. We got 65%.
Good.
Of the whole listening audience of Charleston. But here's the amazing part. 69% of that 65% was adult. Now, I can't answer that. All I can say is the adults weren't very mature in those days. We had the original talk show. I was accused of having the original talk show because we only played about four records an hour. The rest of the time, we just clowned around.
I don't think adults have changed very much these days either, because I still enjoy listening to those kinds of stations.
Well,
I don't think adults are much more mature these days.
Well, we'll pray for you, Cheryl.
I appreciate it.
I love you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
WTMA.
WTMA Tiger Radio.
Tiger Radio by WTMA.
The one and only Booby Nash, along with Dan Moon from 1991. Incredible interview. As a matter of fact, there's more of that interview we'll play for you coming up next hour here on the Mighty TMA. TMA. Did I do it right there, Terry?
The Mighty TMA.
Okay, girls. Okay.
You got it.
Don't have to say W anymore.
Hooper Paulson, Nielsen rated number one.
Yeah, I've heard that jingle before.
Dun, 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 dun.
We are reliving the days of the 60s, talking about Booby Nash and all the other folks that worked at WTMA, a couple of old WTMA good guys. I mean old as just the colloquial, not that you guys are old or anything. You guys are
You're
like Dick Clark,
my age.
Eternally young.
How to hit you with my wheelchair.
All right, let's count gray hairs here.
We've got Jim Diamond and Terry Allen here, and we'll have some more WTMA good guys joining us after 9 o'clock. And, of course, we welcome your phone calls at 556-1250 if you'd like to get in all the fun today. Now, you guys both work with Booby Nash, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's your best Booby Nash story, Jim?
Let's see. My mind sort of comes and goes right now. Did I just tell the story about the on the air drinking and whatever?
Or yeah, you told us.
I've right, already got that.
Already got that way.
All right, Terry, what's your best Booby Nash story?
That's about it for right now.
When Boob first came to the station, came in like a whirlwind. Tapes.
He was Mr. Excitement.
He was. Yeah, he came in and he says.
Little tornado.
Right. We didn't have a total personality type night guy at that point. I mean, he was the first. Uh-huh. And he comes in and he's got all these tapes and he says, he gets all the guys into the production studio in the upstairs of the Dock Street and he says, I make my own sound effects. I make my own background noises everywhere I go and I use all the local guys from the station. So we all crowded in and he would say, okay, I want to get one of clapping. So we all applauded and he would tape that and he would use that on the show. And he said, I want you all to go, oh, and we all did that and he used that. And then cheers. And we did the yay. And I guess somewhere there are tapes.
That's where he would always say, thank you, live studio audience.
That's right.
Where the lying from.
Okay. And they were all little tape cartridges.
Right. Little tape cartridges. He would use those when he say, yeah, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my cheerleaders, my studio audience with the dresses that go up to here or remember that? They all wore the dresses that went up to there or to here. And you always had to mention where that was.
Oh, that's right. Well, when you're on radio, you have to use your imagination.
Absolutely.
Quite well.
Yeah, radio is a lot more fun than TV. It always has been.
Always will be.
Yes.
That's right.
We've got Terry Allen and Jim Diamond, two former WTMA good guys, as we remember the good times of WTMA in the 1960s. Coming up tomorrow at this time, we'll have some of the guys from the 70s, including John Burwell and Gary London, and we are expecting a reunion of CJ and Buzz on WTMA,
God,
as well as WCSC in the 70s and 80s. So we hope you'll check us out then. We'll have more of the show coming up in just a little bit right here on the Mighty TMA.
Woo. WTMA, Tiger Radio.